starting now. All right. Okay. Okay. Let the Wrightwood CSD meeting begin, and the roll call. Let the record show that all directors are present over a remote meeting. And Steve Kennedy, CSD attorney, won't be in tonight. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the agenda being approved, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. And the first thing is public comments, and as usual, you have to raise your hand remotely. I don't see anybody on the phone, so I don't have to give out those instructions, but if you just raise your hand, I'd be happy to unmute and take your public comment. There's Pam. Okay, go ahead. Oh, did I miss it? I'm asking to unmute. Maybe it's not showing up on your end, Pam.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay. The WWPOA, the Wrightwood Property Owners Association, is sponsoring two community events this month. On October 17th, the WWPOA joins with the Wrightwood CERT and the Timberline Lions to sponsor our village Level 1 participation in the Great California Shakeout. Level 1 participation is bringing awareness to our community for individual, family, and neighborhood preparedness for an earthquake or disaster. On Saturday, October 17th, we will have volunteers at 5 venues in our village to help distribute information to help everyone be prepared. Volunteers will be at Mountain Hardware, Jensen's, The Grind, our Market gas station, and the Grizzly Restaurant. And the second event we're sponsoring is in conjunction with our Wrightwood Village Trail Committee, and we're sponsoring the second annual Village Fall Community Spirit Campaign, and the fall decoration of our village is being promoted from now until Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sounds great. All right, thank you, Pam. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other public comments? Just raise your hand. We'll wait. We'll have plenty of patience. We'll wait a minute. Okay, all right. No other public comments, so we'll move on. Are there any agencies online tonight? I don't think I saw any. I don't believe I did. Do you guys see anybody? You hear me okay, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't see anybody.
Okay, all right. Okay, we'll skip over that. No agencies. 5, the consent calendar, the regular board meeting. Did you review the minutes, Chuck?
Yes, I did. You looked at that area.
Okay.
Did we have public comments other than Pam? That was it?
That was it.
Okay. Yeah, they look okay to me.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Consent calendar is approved. And now we have the general manager's report.
Okay, we've been working on several projects this month. In preparation for the buildings being painted, we removed all plants from around the buildings, as well as any items being stored in the back of the community building or along the side of the maintenance building. The CSD buildings on Highway 2 are currently being painted. We anticipate painting to be completed by Friday, but they may go a little bit longer than that. I'm posting pictures to our Facebook and CSD website to show the progress. From last month, the women's restroom hand dryer was replaced, and it works really, really well. You can really. Anyway, we have the Veterans Memorial directional sign by the skate park got torn down, and I've contacted both the Veterans Committee and the San Bernardino County to have it replaced. We are working with Laura Zuber on her Caught in the Act project, and we have donations of 8 trash pickup sticks, and hopefully we can get that going pretty soon. I'm looking into getting some hats or shirts made for the CSD board and employees. This would provide visibility for the CSD, and we can get some extras to hand out to volunteers. I will be out of the office for a week, but I will have my cell phone in case something comes up. I sent you the board emails, and I just received a draft on the audit from Edie and Payne. I've got a couple of questions out to them, but it should be completed really quick. So if the board would like Edie and Payne to join our meeting in November, you just need to let me know so that I can talk to them and let them know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see them, be at one of our meetings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll have a better explanation that I can understand, but, we'll go with what they're going to do.
I looked at the financials. You're not going to like them.
Yeah, I figured. Michelle will tell me if we're back in the building.
Okay, all right. Any other any public comments on the general manager report or any comments from the directors?
Yeah, Lori, I saw that the handrail was put up, I think this past month or the month before. It looks really nice.
Oh, thank you. That one actually was powder-coated, but it's going to end up being painted to match the building, too. So.
Okay.
All the improvements have been great. The new doors, just a huge improvement. And then the cement that got replaced, that's a big, step up, too. And I'm excited to see the painted building.
I'm excited to see it, too, though. We did have an issue when they were power washing the building. Every single window in that building leaks.
Yes.
So I'll be addressing that shortly.
Also, I would like to welcome Sadie Albers, one of the people in the town that's running against us. Be nice.
Hi, Sadie.
Okay.
Welcome.
All right, so that's it for the general manager's report. Item 7, August, September 2020 financials. Chuck, did you look those over?
Yeah, I did. I had a question for Lori on the financials that you sent me, the check register or disbursement list. I got 2 Septembers. I didn't get an August, by the way. At least that's what was sent to me.
Oh, no, I am so sorry.
So I didn't really get a chance to go through all the aspects of it. I did notice that the attorney, we're already at 8,000, but 1 month was zero. The other 2 months were over $4,300. So, just to be, all of us be aware that if we're using speed, it adds up very quickly. Now, for 3 months, we're still looking at under the budget, but,
I would add that Steve's range is really good.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah,
100 rate is, there's no way it could be better than that.
Yeah.
So if we're running up the bill like that, I think we got to stop calling them unless you really, really need it.
The majority of the charges on the last 2 months' bills have been due to the election. There's been a lot of election comments back and forth.
From directors or from who's?
Directors, I've had some questions. There's been a couple different things in there.
Okay, and our checking balance has gone from 32,000 in August down to, 18,000 in September. So you know, we can definitely use the taxes when they show up. And
well, they're not going to be here until November.
Right.
Late November and December.
Exactly. And I just wanted everybody to be aware that we're down to the 18th, and I really don't want to get into the reserves.
Yeah,
we can
avoid it's worse than that, Chuck. It's actually down to 10.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Okay. For October already?
Yes.
Yeah.
So another 8.
I think we've got to just turn everything, you know, just not spend any money here, right?
Yeah, because our only other choice would be to go into our reserves, which I don't think is a smart move if we can avoid it.
No, I'd like to avoid it, right?
Because we have, 150,000 reserve there?
It's not reserve. It's actually a savings account. We have two reserve accounts, one that's got 5,000 and one that's got 22,000.
The 5,000, Leo, is reserved for operations.
Yeah.
The other one is reserved for replacements, the 22,000. And, you know, the savings account basically is if we get an earthquake or some major thing that affects our infrastructure. So, just, you know, this is stuff just to be aware of because the timing of the revenue coming in, because we don't have that stuff from the rental of the building,
yeah.
Even with the exceptions, we still would get, you know, a few bucks every month.
It's always, you know, it's always the skinniest part of the year, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the toughest part.
Yeah, exactly. So other than that, you know, those were my questions. I did want to ask Lori, did we get sprinklers fixed?
We are working on it.
The water?
We are working on it.
Okay.
I would say, Lori, that we just need to hold off on spending any money right now.
We have to pay for the painting of the building.
What's the balance on that?
Off the top of my head, I believe it's 6,000 something.
Okay, so that brings us down to 4 grand.
Which is 2 payroll.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
So I'm watching it really carefully.
Okay. All
right.
And you still are you still planning on John fixing that one sprinkler area?
Yes.
Okay. Can we not do that? Can we, I mean, seriously, we need to save every dime.
Sure.
Well, the problem was I went in and signed a couple checks the other day, and we had a water bill over $550.
Yeah.
And we've had a couple months going back to July of over $500, you know, water bills, which just for those 2 months is an additional $500 extra. So we're,
yeah,
you know, we're cranking up the bills too.
Well, John is
in-house. He's on, you know, he's going to get paid for his time one way or another.
I understand, but if he's got a bunch of parts or something.
Well, that's a question, too, yeah.
Yeah, we've actually adjusted the timer on them so because of the cooler weather. So that plus some other measures hopefully will help.
Okay.
All right. Any public comments on the financials? I'll wait a second. Somebody's hand here. Any questions? Okay. All right. Don't see any questions. We're going to move on. Number 8, proposed photo contest.
Okay. We've been using our dump cards with an image on them that refers to Wrightwood. I would like to run a photography contest for the 2021-2022 dump cards. It would be open to the residents to submit up to 2 images for consideration, and the board would vote on the photograph that we would like to use for the new dump cards at the February 2021 meeting. If needed, the CSD staff will narrow the selection of photographs to be voted on before the meeting, just so that you guys don't have a lot to really look at.
That sounds good. They could probably need to load, put that all on the website, organize the whole thing.
Yep.
Right? You do that?
Yeah, I've got the contest rules in your packet and also the photo release. The photo release, Steve has already looked at and said it's fine. So I just need to be able, if the board's okay with it, I will just start going on with it.
I have a question. Would it be strictly limited to the photographs, or could somebody submit a drawing, or could somebody submit a graphic image from that they've created on the computer?
Interesting question. I didn't think about that.
I'm wondering about what would be easiest to print on the dump card, too, like what format.
Well, we've been using photographs already.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like if it's a JPEG show or whatever, it doesn't matter what the format is. You can use them or whatever.
So maybe we could extend it to include original. I mean, you can keep with the landscape photographs and that those requirements and such, but it could be open. I'm not sure how it would be worded, but open it up for people that are either graphic designers as well as artists, you know, whether it's paint or whatever medium.
Sure.
It could be. And then that release note will have to change then, Lori, with Steve.
Right.
Yeah.
The contest rules would need to include that.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I'd have to tweak a couple of things, but other than that, I don't have any problem with that.
But it just has to be an original composition.
Correct.
Now, we don't need to go to Steve on this, right? Did somebody you just mentioned Steve?
Yeah, because Lori already talked to Steve about this.
Yeah, I think this kind of stuff just runs up the bill with Steve. Like, if we just want to have a photo contest, we don't need Steve for that.
Okay, so I think that on this photo release form, I mean, whatever time Steve's already spent on it, it looks great. I think that the only thing we would have to change is in where it says for use of the following photographs, and why don't we just say for use of the following original
artwork
or something.
Yeah, I would say I can change it to use for original photographs, artwork, or graphics.
Can you put in non-copyrighted?
Sure.
Okay.
Because I also put in that it's not open to professionals
I'm channeling Steve here. Like, I would think you could have non-copyrighted in there, right? Because I don't want somebody stealing some artwork off the internet and suddenly we have this copyright violation.
Yeah.
Good point. And by the way, Lori, there is a way, I recommend that we take any image like this and we run it through a reverse image scanner and it will tell you if it's off the internet somewhere. Original or not.
Okay.
Additionally, I'm wondering if we are aiming to have this be a Wrightwood resident, and if so, we should stipulate that. I mean, I would love, ideally, I would love to see it be somebody in Wrightwood, but I don't know what your vision was there.
I say that we're asking the community, so.
Yeah.
I say professional photographers and photographs aren't eligible. No people in the photographs. Has to all be landscape.
Great idea.
And the winner gets their picture or graphic or whatever on the dump card.
Right. Nothing else.
No cash.
No cash. No cash. No prize. No nothing. They get.
Nothing cash.
They get.
What way will we be acknowledging them winning it? Will their name be attached to the image, or will we put it in the paper? What will we?
I intend to put it in the paper and also on our website as to the winning image and where it came from.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Can I have a motion to accept the photo contest for the dump cards for 2021?
So moved.
Thanks, Sergeant.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Lori, so you'll report this back to us next meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Item 9, retaining wall, discussion of possible action.
Okay. the building where we store our equipment, we call it the tool shed, but it's not a shed. It's actually a building. The side of the building is open to a dirt slope. And unless we put down sandbags to block it, we get water entering that building a lot. And I would like to put a retaining wall up to avoid that issue. Now, I talked to two contractors. One was Golden Arrow, and they gave me a quote for 2007-33.50. Their quote includes a French drain at the top to drain any water that may be coming towards the retaining wall away from the building. During construction, their quote was for $963.60. I asked him about a drain. He felt we didn't need one unless we put in the big drain system through the parking lot that Wes and his brother had proposed.
Ariane, yeah. Question.
Yes.
Where is the water from the first quote going to drain to?
It'll drain down. There's a picture in your packet. Hold on.
Okay.
It's this picture right here. And here's the building, and it'll drain into, like, the walkway coming down from the Veterans Park.
Okay, but is that walkway a dirt walkway, or is it concrete?
Yes, it's a dirt walkway.
Okay.
It's like a great start. Shouldn't we put in the drain and all that stuff first in the parking lot? Shouldn't that kind of be done? I mean, the parking lot is still going to be an icy mess.
Yes.
Unless we address that, then we can't do anything else until we get that, right?
Right. However, we do not have the money for that in our budget, and I think it would be a hard sell for grant money at this point.
Oh, I feel it's dangerous.
I agree.
But if we're going to spend money in this other thing, how are we ever going to have the money for this?
Okay.
So what are you suggesting to hold on to this project until we embark on the larger project?
That's what I think. Because I really feel that handicap area and that parking lot, the water coming off the roof and that icy nut is truly a hazard.
Yeah.
We redid the steps because those are hazards. And Michelle was very insistent, like, hey, we got to do these steps. We got to do all this stuff first. But, you know, because it's dangerous. Well, this is pretty dangerous.
It is.
It is.
I agree.
Very dangerous.
I think the bottom line is right now we don't have money to do any of this, right? Until the first of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have the budget.
Until spring.
Until spring. Yeah. I mean, at least in.
Yeah.
So what I would want to see on these quotes is I'd want to see a quote from Doran that includes a drain.
Okay.
Because they kind of need to be, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Lori, was Doran the one who gave the quote for the larger project?
Yes, he was.
Okay, was it around $14,000? Am I remembering that right?
I honestly do not remember off the top of my head. I know it started out at $26,000, but then we had the concrete done, so I think it's closer to $20,000, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it was
$19,000.
Okay.
Lori, where is, in your picture here, is Mexico Lindo on the bottom of this picture across the street? Or?
No, Mexico Lindo is at the top.
Okay. So.
Because it's above the building. It's above the.
Yeah, the building is above the bathrooms.
Right. Okay.
All right, so we're not going to do anything with this right now.
So, what are you saying? About March? Should I bring it back up on the agenda?
Really what I would like to see, and I don't know about the rest of the members, but rest of the board, but I would like to see sort of a hit list spreadsheet of all these things, because it's hard to keep track of, that has them sort of in priority amounts, so we can include that in the packet, and so we keep it fresh in our minds about what's coming up. So when we set the budget for next year, we can prepare for this.
Okay.
That would be great.
So capital improvements for 2021.
Exactly. Thanks, dude. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
It might be nice if you make that such that you can share the document so that, you know, we can, if we have got any other ideas to discuss in the deep or that kind of thing, we could track.
Okay.
Long-term planning as well.
Okay.
And I've got some information Al surveyed us a couple years ago about where our priorities were in terms of, you know.
Yeah, I have Al raise his hand here for public comment on this, okay? Let me get this going. Okay, you're on, Al.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to add a couple of notes. And Lori's spot on about the water going into the shed. Look at, I think it's what, AT&T that has, or Verizon, whoever it is, has that building?
Frontier,
okay. Most of the water that goes down that embankment is coming from their parking lot. And it's because if you look at their retaining wall, there's like four or five or maybe even six spots where they took a brick out for drainage because they had a problem with drainage there. And their solution was to take these bricks out and let it flow into the park. So you might be able to talk to Frontier and see if they will spend some of the money for this.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
A great idea. Thank you all.
Thanks,
though. The other thing, there's a French drain that runs right by the big pine tree near the barbecue. It gets covered from time to time. It's not really that big. It's having a 4-inch or a 6-inch. And it starts up in the planter of the Veterans Park just before the trail starts coming down. Excuse me. You may be able to tap into that French drain if you put the retaining wall up and just run off of that. That's all my comments are.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay. Any other public comments on this? I just don't think we're going to do anything on this right now until we get our budget going. For next year. Okay. All right. No action on that. Item 10, Brown Act Amendments, AB 992.
I put this on the agenda for Steve, so he's not here. Basically, the Brown Act Amendments are restricting the board members from conversing via social media.
Yeah, he sent those to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm clear
on it.
Look
them over.
Sorry, I'm
clear. Well, I'm not even on social
media. I think that's why we're mostly safe because I don't think most of you are on social media. I am, but I don't converse with you guys.
As long as we don't comment on each other's points, then
right.
You can read all you want, but it gets complicated when we comment. And yeah, Natalie, you're the only active one, so it was kind of seemed like an easy black and white issue to me.
this might be a tough problem for the Brown Act to solve. I mean, this just seems crazy.
It's a lot of tracking.
Yeah. Okay. Any public comments on that? I suppose so. All right. So, can you put this on next time? Just because Steve might have some more important comments on there. Can you keep it on for next time?
Sure. I'll put it on November.
Okay. All right. Per capita grant consultant invoice and contract. Who's commenting on this one?
Well, let me just lead with, to me, what seems like the obvious. We don't have the money right now. And I'll say again what I said last month, and it hasn't changed for me. I would really like I'd like to see us pay Al for his time, but I think that discussion, unless we have some other big influx, you know, has got to wait until we actually have the disbursement of funds for the grant. That, to me, is when we receive the grant. And I know that we have received, you know, notification and the paperwork side of it, but we don't actually have the funds yet. And because of the COVID stuff and I some other potential issues, I don't know. I know somebody said, or Lori, you said that the funds are earmarked for us, but if they get put into something else before we get around to actually claiming them, then it may be delayed. And so when we receive those funds, I don't think is known yet. So to me, I want to see Al paid. But I think this discussion should be tabled until, at the very least, until the beginning of the year when we have money in the bank. But
I would agree. And plus, there is no contract language, nothing like that in writing. for anything like that. There's been no motion passed, nothing like that. So I would agree, we can't even broach the subject of it or have a motion or do any of this stuff until we have the money to pay. I agree. I have public comment here from Al. Hang on a second. Let me get him on here. Did I miss it? One second. Did he? Is he? Oh, no, there he is. Sorry, Al. Okay, the stuff moves around on the screen a whole bunch.
He's still muted. Oh, there he goes.
Takes a second.
No problem. I was just listening to you guys earlier in the meeting. The first thing that came to my mind is that we shouldn't... I know there's a difference of opinion on some things, and we can work that all out one way or the other. But with that just said, I wouldn't expect anything if there was a payment to come my way until, like, December, January, probably January.
Yeah.
Because... Let's just face it, you know, money's tight. And it's tight for me, too. But you guys have a district to run. You have a payroll. I don't want, you know, you're just starting to get into having a nice, capital improvement fund and that type of stuff. Just starting to build it. I would hate to be the one that has to tap into that. So why don't we just postpone that? If you want to talk about the contract, we can talk about the contract, or you can push that off until next month as well.
I think we ought to postpone the discussion until we're at a place where we can do something about it, because otherwise it's just one more meeting that's got a record that we need to go back and listen to clarify. And
Yeah, I think if we want to put it on here for January, we should. But I don't think it's beneficial to put it even on the next agenda.
January would be the
January.
And Al, I just want to say I appreciate you working with us, and I appreciate your continued input in these meetings and such, and having the big picture in mind.
And the flexibility.
And Al, I feel the same way, and I just want to say that I appreciate the work that you did to get us to this point with that grant. And I want to definitely cover this topic, and I appreciate you being flexible.
Yeah, no problem. I would suggest, and just, again, purely a suggestion, not the billing part of it. Let's just push that off. But if you want to talk about the contract next month, that's up to you. But I think Ms. Kennedy needs to be involved in that, because actually I have some questions that I need to ask him, or I'd like to have some clarity on. And to be quite honest, I don't want to send him an email and have him bill you for my time.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think it's worth even talking about next month. I mean, we're not going to have any money, or there's not going to be anything different next month. Maybe December, maybe, but probably more like January.
Okay, well, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, let's put this stuff back on here in January, okay, Lori?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thanks, Al. Thank you,
Al.
No problem. Take care. I'm gonna hang here and bug you guys anywhere.
All right, awesome.
Appreciate your comments. All right.
No problem.
Okay. All right. So, nothing to do on item 12 either, right? That's related.
No.
Oh, that's...
No, we need to discuss
Michelle.
That.
Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Michelle, you want me to just explain? So, basically, we put...
I've missed it in the past. I'm sorry, I found it earlier, and I was at the end of packet. Which packet is it, Lori?
To be honest, I don't remember. I believe it's 2.
I had been following along. It's actually at the beginning of packet number 3.
Ah!
Oh, I missed that one.
Or wait,
you.
I'm sorry. Maybe not.
Yep. No. Yes, it is. Yeah. Item 12. Here we go.
Okay.
Packet number 3.
So,
Natalie, go ahead.
So on this, we, as we mentioned last meeting, we had two... open meetings to kind of discuss ideas on how to use the grant money with the public. We took all those ideas from those two meetings and additional ideas that came from the meetings that Al and Monica were having before we even applied for the grant. We took all those ideas and we put them together in a survey on SurveyMonkey, and we, you know, shared that on social media. We made some paper printouts for people to participate in. We got about, from what I have printed that I shared in this agenda, we have about, I think it's 323 respondents who took the survey. And basically we broke it down into sections to kind of keep it organized. And the first was the Hollis Stewart Park area, and we polled people on the top three ideas that they wanted to see happen there. And then we did the community building area that included like the parking lot area. And then we also had a section where we asked the community if they would be interested in utilizing the grant money to create access to the potential land donation on the east side of the town. So I don't know, did you have a chance to review the stats? Did you want to talk about anything that came in here? I could talk about that for a long time, but I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Well, no, whatever you think is good. I mean, it should be thorough, so.
So, okay. We took the results, and then we took the top from each category. So you will, whether you've really studied these intensely or not, you will see the results when you see our two different proposals.
So we decided to come to you because there was a lot of support in different areas, and obviously when it all breaks down, we really have to choose, because the East Side Park area is going to be such a large commitment of the grant money, almost the whole amount of the grant money. So versus using some of the grant money to, you know, fix up the community building area, the Hollis Stewart Park and all that. So we broke that up into two proposals to share what we think can be made possible with those funds. So the first proposal, I'm going to start just by sharing that we asked the community if the question was, would you like to see the grant funding used to create road access to parkland on the east side of the community? The idea may absorb the entire amount of the grant, but it would create an opportunity for a future park. And we got about 60% of people answered yes, and 40% of people answered no. So we also asked, following that question, which type of project would you like to see happen if we did create access to that land? And it was pretty much tied between a dog park and a sports field. So transitioning to proposal number one, we are suggesting using about $160,000 to create access to that park area. And I broke it down here as, we basically had to get, at least I had to get for this, very generic quotes, because it's hard to propose this idea without actual drawings, without actual, you know, plans for this park. So we kind of ballparked how much distance we need from Highway 2 to the land area, which is about 475 feet. And so let me explain what I'm trying to do. Sorry, I'm nervous. But so with the East Side Park, we would like to create road access. We would like to potentially put a dog park in to start, because it doesn't require water and we wouldn't have to, you know, do anything too extensive to the land area to start with that project.
Why wouldn't it require water? I mean, all these dog parks have a lot of them.
Just some things that I've read is that you can bring, like, you know, they encourage people to bring water themselves because they don't like the dogs to intermingle with each other with the water. So basically talking about doing a dog park and potentially putting in a par exercise course, which when we did the polling, that was one of the number one ideas that came in for the Hollis Stewart Park, is people said that they wanted to see adult exercise equipment. And so we are talking about putting a par exercise course there, a dog park, and create the road up to the land. And then there was an additional $21,000 that Michelle and I talked about that we could use on some other projects that people were interested in. Which,
before you go into the others, can I interrupt for just a moment?
Yeah, please.
I just want to add something. When we looked at the park, Paula Stewart Park area, the top two things were the adult equipment and upgrading to some ADA compliance. And the adult equipment that we were looking at over there would be a few isolated machines. They would probably look a lot like the equipment that's already there. And I wasn't crazy about them because having even worked in gyms before, it wasn't intuitive to me to look at it and know what to do with it. And they didn't come with signs, et cetera. And when Natalie presented this adult equipment setup that could be put in on the east side, it was exciting because it was like a path. It was what do you call it, Natalie?
It's like a trail. So it comes, I include it in the packet if you want to look at it, but basically it comes with like a trail with 20 different stations. So you start at the beginning, and there's a sign at every portion of the trail, and you start out with, like, warming up, and then you walk to the next part of the course, and you do whatever exercise it is on that equipment, and then you continue on, and you do the whole trail.
It's all natural, and it's made of wood, and it just looks like a really neat fit for Wrightwood when that, you know, area gets developed, and it was a way to include something over there that would not be a high cost or as high a cost as some other things, and that would also address one of the primary desires of the community responses overall. One of the highest things was adult equipment, or equipment for all ages, but specifically adults. So both our proposals include that, but in this proposal, it would be on the east side of town.
Okay.
And so we're kind of looking at it as to, like, what we could do just in the very beginning. And the way that we suggest looking at this is as a future development, like what maybe Phelan and Pinion Hills did with their park area. They're, you know, breaking ground on the larger portion of their park now. And this would just have to be something. It's 4 acres. We're talking about with this proposal making a road to it and maybe utilizing 1 acre to start with and doing what we can with this amount of grant money to get it going and then, you know, look into the future and try and develop it into something bigger and better as time goes by, which would include maybe a sports field or basketball courts or an amphitheater and things like that. But like I said, it just all has to be really envisioned out because we just don't have enough money to do that right now.
Yeah.
Do we know what the owners of the property want in return?
They want the road.
That's their main thing is a road?
Yeah, the road. And so I included a map, and it shows what the road. The map that I included was the drawing that was done around 10 years ago when the county was proposing doing this project there. And so I highlighted the road section here, and then this area that's highlighted here is what we're talking about tapping into right off the bat. And so the drawing's a little different because they were proposing, like, you know, play area and basketball court and all that. But this was really all I had to work with when I talked to the county, I talked to Caltrans, I talked to paving companies, I talked to, you know, pretty much everybody that's included in this packet that I gave you a price for, and I just kind of had to work off of this because we as a board have not approved a plan. We haven't approved even the idea. So, you know, what I've given to you is sort of a very rough estimate of what it would take to accomplish this. I included the permitting prices that I was able to get. We'd have to pull permits to the county. We'd have to pull permits through Caltrans. We'd have to you know, that we just have to kind of do a little more research on all the permits we have to pull. But I think I covered a lot of things. I called the people who drew this plan to begin with, and they suggested to me what type of work we would need to do to get this off of the ground. So,
you guys have done great work. There's no doubt about it. It's very detailed, and I know it's, you know, in your heart to get this thing done. What other things do the owners want? If you get an accent road, I believe that area is more than 4 acres. What else are they going to use the rest of the land for? Do we even know at this time?
So this parcel is like a 132-acre piece of land, but they would only give us 4 acres, and that is the designated green space. So I think that their plans are to continue to develop the area because it's housing up there, and I think that the rest of the area is supposed to be housing in the future.
Okay. The other thing is, if you put you put the road in, you put a dog park, who's going to maintain it? Because so we would maintain it then. Okay. So do we know what the operation? I mean, I live on a thoroughway, Willow, and I get people walking their dogs all over the place, and I'd say 70% of them don't clean up.
Yeah.
That's going to, if it's a dog park, there's going to be a hell of a lot more there.
Yeah. So,
I'd like to make a comment about that. I've actually been in quite a few dog parks, and it is the etiquette of the dog owner to pick up their mess from their dog. It's pretty much, there's a lot of peer pressure in that. You can't get away with that in dog parks.
From what I've seen, some dog parks, they make it sort of a membership. So the way that we were talking about, Michelle and I and Lori were talking about doing it, is that you have to get a membership through the office and you have to sign, you know, these are the rules, this is the etiquette, like Wes said. I don't think we would take paid memberships, but we would have memberships. And you would basically have to sign up, get yourself some type of card or something that says that you're part of the dog park and you're allowed to go there. And then we would have all the rules and regulations at the dog park. Like you have to take, you know, you have to pick up after yourself. You have to take it with you. Of course, we would have trash cans there. Maybe we could provide doggy bags, benches and all that kind of stuff. But the purpose of the membership would be to hold the members accountable. And then we would have some type of phone number there, like if you see another member there who's not taking care of the area, then, you know, call the CSD and report them and they get their membership revoked or something.
I really think very
hold on, one more piece to that. We discussed that when they come and they get their, you know, license or their, you know, membership, that we would give them some sort of badge, like on a lanyard, such that the owners would have to have that clipped on or around their neck or something to show that they had reached the requirements to be in the park. And then ask them to be, you know, politely policing each other so that they can keep their dog park beautiful.
So who's gonna enforce it? I mean, we see right now people getting into fights at the grocery stores over masks.
Chuck? I never see this at these dog parks. And I'm telling you, I've been to probably 10 different dog parks, all different times of the day and night. I've never seen anything like that, not even close. They're all dog people bringing their dogs there. Everybody's very friendly. I just don't see those kind of issues. I don't think we have to put a cop out there or it's not that kind of thing.
Hey, Wes, I agree with you as well. I've been to many dog parks, whether it's in next door to RV parks or just regular dog parks, and I'm telling you, people do police themselves and police, and you and your dog are proud to be in a dog park because you can let the dog free and let him go and enjoy the day.
Right. Okay.
So we're basically looking at dogs over the kids in the playground.
Okay. So Natalie, could I address the other? Do you mind if I address the other remaining parts?
No, not of this proposal, proposal one.
So Natalie did an enormous amount of work on the legwork.
No doubt.
And I got to give Natalie, I mean, I sat in discussion with her on the phone a few times, brainstorming things, but I know, Monica, thank you for your being a resource to us if you're still in the meeting, and Lori sat through a three-hour meeting with us one day going through all these pieces. But for the other side, when we looked at this, know, we had to address the east side because in that final question, you know, 60% of people said, yeah, they'd like to see the money spent that way. So we wanted to explore, could we do that and have enough money left over to still address enough of the other priorities of people? And we felt like we came up with two different options. This one includes the East Side Park, the other one doesn't. But in terms of the community building, there were several items on there. The most popular and the one that we felt like really reached the most people was improving the lighting. The primary thing, or not the, the primary, the building's used for meetings and all sorts of things. But the building is very frequently rented to put on shows and such, and the lighting's not good. The control board is difficult to read. There's a lot of room for improvement there. So for $2,500, the plan would that would cover, and we've got a whole spreadsheet, you know, with all the numbers on this that Ben Sutton and Davey Schneider have researched for us extensively. But the plan would be to install two spotlights and an assortment of stage lights, which would vastly increase the visibility of our performers. That would also include a movable control board that would get configured to be easy to use for your average, you know, renter. So we felt like that was something that would be something accomplished in the community building, which is used by a lot of people, and that is not a huge ticket item. And so it was easy to put into this package as well. Another thing that was popular in terms of what people would have liked to see in the parking lot area was upgrading the Vivian Knoll stage. That stage, the power that's running to it is not, there's not enough of it to support a full band. And I spoke to various musicians about this, and I think Natalie, maybe you spoke with Claudia as well, and reinforcing that, and that if there was more power there, then we could use that stage for things that it's not getting used for because the bands don't fit on it. It's got to run power out of the bathroom and whatever source they can find for all the amps and the pedals and the things involved.
Put some additional circuit back there. Then.
Right. And so this was actually a high estimate. Lori got an estimate for $1,400. For $1,400. But it was possible it could be an additional $1,000 depending on whether they had to lay new stuff underground. So that was another thing that wasn't a big ticket item, but would be a great improvement and would cover something in the parking lot. And then in the Hollis Stewart Park area, the kids were making some ADA compliance and the adult equipment. And Natalie addressed that adult equipment in a really neat way, I thought, in the East Side Park. And so then it was looking at ADA. And there are some basic requirements for ADA, and if we were going to put in a whole new park, then we can comply to all of that. But what we were looking at is what's the most significant thing. To me, the most significant thing is you go down that ramp that's there, and then you go straight into woodshed. So we have a ramp for wheelchair, and then you just stop, and you have to somehow get to the swings. And then we also don't have any swings that would be ADA compliant. So Lori found a neat photo of a playground that had some mats installed over wood chips to create that. So that could be a temporary meaning hopefully, you know, a few years, that kind of thing. But until we want to look at actually really replacing a lot of stuff in that playground. The biggest thing for the buck right now would be to put in mats versus trying to lay a bunch of cement and that kind of thing. And then we would include several different some of which are ADA compliant and some of which would just address our moms and young children a little more proficiently.
What about our double cane windows for the community center? Was that anywhere near?
No. They're not particular. We're licensed kitchen, and Natalie, is this the time for us to talk about the kitchen, I mean the stove and the windows?
Well, I wanted to say something because Chuck had asked a question about doing something this big for dogs versus doing for children. And that really is a big hot item for this community is getting a dog park. And I think the sentiment with the children's equipment is that we have children's equipment that's relatively nice still. And you know, we have opportunities for them to use to build up the school and the equipment that we have and things like that. And I mean, I.
Come back.
Natalie, you just froze.
I don't think she is. She might have just got disconnected or something.
The other piece about when the East, while we're waiting for Natalie to come back, when we first started talking about the East Side development, one of the reasons I was really excited about the adult equipment over there is that building that road wouldn't just mean now we have a dog park. There would also be something for a population in town that we don't really have anything for. And it would be far more expensive than it would be if we do it at Hollis Stewart.
Yeah. Okay.
Michelle, were you able to?
I've got Pamela on here with a public comment. We've been on here 20 minutes on this.
Okay, and I want to quickly go over our other proposal.
Okay.
Could I do that before we have public comment and such?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Lori, you had a question then.
Yeah, was Natalie able to find out if we could get that exercise equipment in composite instead of wood due to the upkeep on it?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Okay.
Real quickly, just scrolling down, I'm on page 27 of 27 in the third packet, and that last page is our second proposal. So looking at the big numbers, we still have the thing. Chuck, I'll come back to that community building window thing. I was hoping to wait for Natalie for that. But we still have $2,500 going toward lights in the community building. In the parking lot, this is the big trade-off for east side of town. Would be a portable stage, a purchase. That was basically as popular as upgrading the Vivian Null stage, which is why I was really happy that the Vivian Null stage was like something that was a big item, where we can get something that really want done for not much money. The portable stage, Alex Peterson did extensive work gathering estimates, all sorts of stuff, to get an idea of purchasing one used, purchasing one new. Gave us a range. $70,000 would be able to get us a stage that would fit our needs up here, would be durable through our conditions, would be easy to move, and is something that we could potentially use as rent income later if we were to. She suggested it be something that we could rent out to other groups. And when we talked about where would we store it, and the first thing that came up was the north side of the parking lot. And then Lori brought up, no, that interferes with snow removal and that kind of thing. So then I went back to Alex and said, okay, where could we store it? And gosh, what, Lori, she gave me a dozen different ideas.
She did.
Anyway, she's super motivated. So all of the glitches that could come up with that, she is very motivated to assist us in determining. So there was the main difference between proposal 1 and 2 is purchase of a portable stage and then putting in $106,000 into Hollis Stewart Park upgrades, which would be basic removal of all equipment and replacing it with updated equipment. Because the reality is we can't add any more swing bays because our current swing bays don't fit ADA requirements. Pretty much nothing. All of the elevated structures for ADA requirements, we have to have access to 50% of them to comply with ADA requirements. The swing bays, just a swing bay in general, Lori, right? Needs 14 feet clearance to front and back and 7 on the
Yeah, side. As I say, and that's not even ADA compliance. That's just general code compliance. Our swings are actually out of compliance, but because they're there, they grandfathered in. But if we put anything else in, we'd have to put it in somewhere else.
And for this one, on this park improvement, the adult equipment is at $6,500. The system that Natalie found for the east side of town is a 20-station system for $10,000. This system is the same company, so it's the same wood equipment, the stations and signs and everything. It would be $6,500 for 10 stations instead of 20. And the idea, I think we talked about trying to kind of create like a path around our park area so that it wouldn't just be one section. You could kind of come in and go around the stations on the perimeter of our park. So this would basically be a complete overhaul of the park, adding several different items that we don't have now and looking at, you know, catching it up to the 21st century.
Well, here's your important question, just to cut through everything. It's a lot of detail here. What do we expect this to be funded or actual money in the bank? Is there any timeline on that? Is there anything like that?
We can't get anything funded. We cannot move forward until you guys pick a proposal. I need to submit an application telling them what we're going to do with the money first.
Okay, where are we in that process?
We're picking a proposal.
That's what we're doing right now. We've given you two proposals because the town was fairly divided, and we didn't feel like choosing the east side or not was something the two of us should.
So it's dog park versus what? Filter this down for me.
The stage.
So it's creating access to the donated land with potentially a dog park and potentially a fit trail with adult exercise equipment, and then a little improvement to the community building with the lights, a little improvement to the grass area at the, is it Vivian Knoll?
Yes.
Vivian Knoll, yes. Electrical, and then adding maybe some mats and some different swings at the regular park so that we can
This is a lot. Versus what?
Versus doing a pretty much entire new park overhaul and a portable stage and those two small projects that we just mentioned with the lights and the stage electrical.
Okay.
So we wrote that down with prices in the packet, and it basically is an estimate of what we think those will cost.
What is your thought, Natalie and Michelle? Which one do you want?
Michelle, do you want to go first?
You go ahead.
I mean, what I would like to do is I would like to create access to the donated land. I think it's 4 acres of donated land that we can envision as a future park. It will take us a lot of time probably to get there to what we want it to be in the future, but it is 4 acres. There's the ability to start with the dog park potentially and the little trail and then eventually clear it out throughout time, maybe apply for some new grants, save some money out of the CSD money and eventually build it into a sports area. You all know I would love a sports park. I think it would generate a lot of revenue for us. I think right now we've proven that we can generate revenue through sports, and with our own field, we could do whatever we want.
Okay.
So that is what I want. I think I'm cautious about the price of it. I got two asphalt quotes that came in around $100,000. That was below what was suggested to me that it would be, but if it does turn out to be that way, I think that's reasonable. And you know, there's more work to be done as far as the permits go. Like I said, I can't really get a firm answer from the county or from Caltrans on exactly what those permits will cost because we don't really have a plan. But I got, you know, a general idea, and I did the calculations for you guys in this. So that is what I want to see happen. I think that there's a lot of young families in this town that would appreciate the opportunity to participate in all the leagues that we have to offer. And I think, you know, I would imagine it'd probably take us 5 years at the least to get to that point. But we got to remember that if we're going to have a park like that, we're going to have to get water to that piece of land. We're going to have to get electric to that piece of land. We're going to have to do bathrooms. We're going to have to do a larger parking area. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of planning that will have to go into this. This is just a way that I see that we could get it started with something that's tangible that the board can see and that the community can see that we can start with. And a dog park is what everyone wants. We have to buy fencing for a dog park. We can level it out. It can stay natural looking. You know, we don't have to put grass. They actually, some places discourage putting grass because the grass dies or, you know, it's a mess or whatnot. So I think it's something that we could do with the amount of money we have to start.
And how many people are in your poll?
323, I think.
Okay, 10% of the town. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, we put it out there. We tried to get as much responses as we could, but
well, there's more people in the town than that. That's not 10% of the town. It might be 10% of homeowners. But that's, but there, I think probably the town's population is, what, 7,000 or something?
Five.
Five, okay. All
right,
so, so Michelle, what is your take on it? Which one would you like, Dog Park versus New Park overhaul?
I was really torn, and at the beginning of this process, definitely what I was envisioning was something more along the lines of the second proposal. Reading everybody's responses, and you know, if you've looked at our graphs, at the bar graphs and such that were created, that's one thing. When you start to read all the input, many of the comments are about dreams, that the ideas people have for Parks and Rec, and most of them are things that would have to be on the east side of town. Someone made a comment that we have a kids area, we have a skate area, we have all these things. Working on developing the east side of town would work on developing something, some different types of resources down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not inspiring me to me to have a road built, but
well, I mean,
in terms of a Parks and Rec department, if we don't get started with that process on the east side of town, limiting our tying our hands to what we can really do with Parks and Rec. So, you know, all the planning going on down
in... You're on the dog park side.
Well,
I really need the bottom line here. Michelle, are you on the dog park side or the new park side?
I'm on the dog park side because we can still also improve our current park, because that is what's most, what my biggest priority is bringing a park we already have and making it, improving it, and adult equipment as well. And so, yes, the proposal one covers all of those things.
Leo, where are you at?
I would go upgrading the kids' parks, and then also do the new park out here on the east side, because I think
I think it's one or the other, right? It's a ballpark.
No, so you're saying proposal one, Leo, yeah?
Yes, because the east side here, on the east side of town, there really isn't a place for people to go and do things.
Okay,
We all have to go inside of town to do any exercises or walk the trail or what have you. So it'd be really nice to have the new park out here.
So, okay, so just to be clear in my mind, proposal one is the dog park one, right?
Yes.
Proposal two is the overhaul as well as a portable stage, which is also a really cool idea.
Gotcha, but we have to decide.
Okay. I'd say, allow me to just play devil's advocate here.
I hope we have time today.
Yeah, it's short. Whatever proposal you go for, we have to be able to prove that we can maintain it for the next 30 years. So that's going to include.
I think that the ad hoc committee knows that, right? And you guys are standing for me, knows that, right, Michelle, Natalie? You guys know that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a general idea of what it would take to maintain a dog park, but I don't think that if we create a future park with, you know, fields and things like that, that's going to have to reflect in these grant documents, because what we're trying to do right now is very small scope of the project. We could call it phase one of the East Side Park, and, you know, we wouldn't have to prove 30 years of maintenance on that. We're proving that we can maintain a road and the dog park and maybe a trail for 30 years.
That's my question, is how do we maintain the road?
That's kind of an unknown. I would have to find out from the county, which I've been trying to find out. Will it be a driveway? Will it be a county road? Will it be an exit? Like, what they would consider the road to be. And they couldn't really give me that answer until we submit some type of plan or idea of exactly what we're trying to do.
Okay.
But the person,
you may be able to build it to their specs and then dedicate it to them, then they can take care of it.
Yeah.
That is possible.
Yeah, and I mean, there are things, something encouraging I found out about Caltrans is we may fit into being exempt from some of the fees because we are a government entity, and that may go with the county as well. So, you know, those are costs that I factored into this proposal that we may not have to pay for.
Yeah, okay.
So if the owners of the property that are donating it to us have somewhere around 150 additional acres that they can use for development, why didn't they just do a road themselves? What prompted them to want to have the CSD build the road for them as opposed to them just doing it themselves? So that, what other stuff do they get out of this?
I don't really know the answer to that. Monica, if you're on, if you want to raise your hand, if you know a little more than I do about that. But I know that the piece of property is in, you know, a certain phase of their development where they're going to, you know, develop houses in the future. There's already one house that's sitting on Wright Mountain there that I think is part of that entire parcel. So I don't know the reason why they haven't done it yet, but all I know really is that if they want to donate that 4 acres to us, then we have to build the road. Is that correct, Monica?
They just don't have any plans for that, and the road is just, you know, maybe they want to do something in the future, but they just currently don't have any.
Yeah.
Natalie, did you happen to ask the donation for the land? Do they anticipate any problems with if they build houses there next to our park and we have park lights on and stuff? Do we have any issues? Do you think there'd be any issues with that?
I don't know. I haven't asked that question. I think Monica's unmuted. She might have had that conversation with them, but I haven't. Monica, did you have anything to add on this?
I did ask if they cared if we put lights on it, and they said no. They didn't see any issues with that, is what they said. As far as this piece of land, honestly, I don't know the original thought on why it was chosen, but it was chosen years ago. I mean, they in the past tried to give it to the county. The county tried to apply for a grant, and it fell through. That was, what, in 2009, 2010. So this property has a long history of, hey, this is available. So for whatever reason, they set this property aside a while ago, so it's just available. And they're nice enough to hand over if we want to try to get a road to it and develop it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chuck, which proposal do you think? One or two?
Well, I'm not for the dog park, so I guess it would have to be then two. Okay. That's our only choices.
Okay. Well, listen, if we got to decide which proposal, I suggest that we have a vote on each proposal and figure out what we want to do, because we've got it. That's the first step to the process. Is that right?
Which one do you support, Wes? Everybody else has clarified, so it seems like we could just take a consensus here.
Proposal one is fine with me.
Can I ask a question to Chuck? So you said you didn't support a dog park. Based on what I've explained about the road, is there another idea that you think would make sense there? That
well,
you
I remember a few
because
months.
I'm...
Go ahead.
What we're bringing to you now is just what we think can be accomplished with this amount of money. If I were to personally choose, like I said, I would want a sports park, but I just know that reasonably we can't afford that right now. But is there something that you think that we could afford to put there with $100,000 road that you would support and that you thought would make more sense to have there?
No, because I think, you know, by taking up almost the entire grant for a road that benefits the landowners, and granted, the landowners are, you know, deeding over, I guess, the land to the CSD for our park, which is no small matter. Don't get me wrong on that. But, you know, I see stuff in the community center. I see stuff in the parks. I see stuff.
We can't use it
as a community building, Chuck. Yes, we can.
Why not? Of course we can. We do a lot of parks and recs in the community building.
We can't use it in the community building. You can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't replace the windows in the community building with parks and recs.
You can, Wes.
One other thing about the east side of town, Chuck, that I just want to bring back around is there is, you know, that large group of people who want to create a BMX park, and they came to several meetings, and
yes,
that would be on this property. They came to several meetings talking about their willingness to fundraise, et cetera, but we can't go forward even with them contributing until a road gets built. So in the back of my mind, there's dog park, there's the adult stuff. That's what I'm more excited about, like a trail over there that we could create with the adult equipment.
Right.
And to develop the area, but then also that group that is inspired and honestly has already cut a pretty good track over there could actually start to plan
have the leeway to begin to actually plan putting something in that maybe the CSD wouldn't, you know, be responsible for entirely financially. We could have some other groups coming in and participating in that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's even more inspiring, but.
Yeah, and we've had groups indicate that they would come in and do, you know, pave trails and things like that throughout there for, you know, no cost to the CSD, just as a volunteer effort. I think that there's a lot of people in this community that would pitch in and want to see this happen and would help.
I agree. All right, so listen, we got a public comment from Pam, who's been on here for literally 20 minutes with her hand.
Sorry, Pam. Thank you. Sorry.
Let me get her comments, okay? There you go.
Thank you. I have a couple of remarks about, first of all, I'm excited about either project. I think you guys did a great job, and I so appreciate how much public input you solicited. That was just really reassuring that we've got good leadership, and you guys are good stewards of our tax dollars. But I have, because I was part of many, many, many parks being built in the city of Rancho Cucamonga, I highly suspect that there are some expenses that have not been covered when you're looking at the feasibility of this. One, I've never heard of any project being done without any kind of architectural drawings, and that isn't done for free. Two, when you are actually, even if you're only putting in that road, you need a construction supervisor, because Lori and Tammy are not going to go out there and be the the supervisors of what's going on during the construction era. That costs money, and it has to be included in part of the expense of putting it on, because it does come from somewhere. And then the third part that I was really concerned about is, a lot of you have talked about dog parks and how wonderful they are in other areas. Has any homework been done to talk to those other areas to see what their actual expenses are for, one, constructing a dog park, and two, maintaining a dog park? I would think that responsible leadership would get that information before you commit to one project or another, determining that it was truly affordable or not. Are we really going to be able to achieve what we think we're doing and have enough money left over to do these other things that Michelle wanted? After we put in the road, is the road really going to be just the cost of the blacktop being delivered, or are there many other expenses, and do we really have enough money left over to do those other things that will appeal to everybody else? Are we just going to end up with a partially dug out dirt road that sits for a while and allows the snow players to come on and make messes for us? Anyway, thank you all for your work. Thank you.
Those are great questions.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Yeah, and those are all great questions, and I did not cover a lot of those things. I did some research on dog parks and just kind of general information, but I didn't call on, you know, costs on the long term or anything like that.
When's the deadline for this thing?
I don't think that the deadline, Lori, can you answer that?
Yeah, the deadline is not for a couple of years. The reason being that we were trying to get this started is so that we could get the money in.
We can do quite a bit more work on this.
And that's kind of where I came from with this, is there's so much to know about what it actually is going to cost to build the road, but I can't find that out until we have an actual firm plan of what this road's going to look like, measurements, plans, all those things. There's a lot more homework to do on this. There definitely is.
Okay.
So that's why, for me, if I would say right now, I still feel like we need more time to even vote on this and get more information. But, you know, we've kind of been told that we need to make a decision and put a proposal in. And, you know, I did the best I could to pull together what I could. But, like I said, there's a lot of unknowns here.
Well,
you and Michelle did a great job.
Right.
And you've given us a lot of information. And I think Pamela, brought up some interesting points.
Yeah.
But you know, don't downgrade what you and Michelle have done. It's been excellent, I think.
No. Well, I want to say after the points that Pam brought up too, that, you know, for me, I'm kind of on the fence because the East Side is really inspiring, but there are these underlying concerns because, you know, Natalie, of course, having circles with Natalie. Like, she needs information that we need in order to move forward, but they won't give it to us until we move forward. It's just maddening. But Pam brought up some other independent points that I would definitely like to see addressed. And so it's,
well, okay.
This is, I feel like,
well,
we should
listen, we're going to be here all night talking about this. Let's bottom line this for a second. It seems to me that we're interested in the dog park. So can we keep going on our research on the dog park?
Yes.
Until we go, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Let's table it or let's put it on next month's agenda with an update and potential vote. We've got the information we need.
Yeah. And aim for phase one.
Yeah. And I mean, those are the answers I'm trying to get from the county, and it's almost impossible to talk to someone on the phone about things right now. But I mean, one of the big answers I said earlier that we wouldn't need water, but I really want to know from the county, do we really not need water? Because that's going to be a big difference. If we have to bring water into this property right now for that phase one of the project, then we wouldn't be able to accomplish this right now.
Natalie, do you know or can you get a hold of somebody who might give us a estimate on our architectural work? Because if we commit to doing the East Side Park, regardless of when we do it, that would be the first step, I would think.
Definitely. Yeah, I can find, I can probably network and find that out.
Okay.
Can I give you a couple of names?
That'd be great.
Okay. So the first thing is going to be Mike Maley. Talk to him. He's down at he lives off of Highway 2 over there. He can put you in touch with this. Say, you want to put a road in here? Want to do this? He does all that for a living. Okay. So he's the contractor, but he knows everybody.
Okay.
All right, so talk to him about that, and he'll tell you kind of, I think he can point you in the right direction.
Okay,
tell him I sent you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, the board, being willing to, you know, extend this deadline because, like I said, I think there's a lot of things we still need to figure out, and I felt sort of under the gun that we needed to have this decision by tonight, but there's, you know, I was losing sleep over the answers that I don't have, but I still don't think it's impossible. I think, you know, it's something that we should continue to look into. So I appreciate the flexibility.
We just need steady work on it. We got plenty of time. We just need steady work on the thing until we can eliminate it or keep going.
And I have one more comment. I want to go back and address Chuck's question about the windows. Both the stove and the windows. The stove was of importance to many people, but both the stove and the windows we felt like need to be replaced. But that's to come out of our capital improvement budget. And that is something that the CSD should be. The kitchen stove absolutely needs to be replaced. Obviously, we don't have the money to do it right now, but that should be top, you know, pretty high on the list, in my opinion, at the start of the new year. And then the windows as well are going to help us with our costs and the fit in terms of what was most popular amongst people, as well as what's going to be most inspiring for our town and add the most for Parks and Rec or in the proposals that we submitted. So we do. Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong here, or speak up if I'm not saying the correct thing. We do feel the stove and the windows should be a priority for the CSD to be looking at replacing.
Yeah.
I agree.
And if I could remind the board, like what Michelle was saying, 60% of the people surveyed are looking for something on the East Side.
Yeah. And my guess is that, you know, for based on the meetings we had, the people I knew that were in the meetings that live on the East Side committed looking for that same reason, you know. And so I'm guessing there was probably a lot more of a fire amongst our residents on that end of town to respond to the survey.
Yeah.
Because they are more, they're motivated. They want something closer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's table this for next month, see if we can learn some more stuff about it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Let's take our time on this, okay? You guys don't have to, you know, we just need to find everything out. Okay.
Thank you. And I just wanted to thank Monica and Al as well, because most of this has been built upon the work that they already did. So I just wanted to publicly thank them for the work they've done so far.
Yes,
thank you.
I'd like to thank Lori as well. And Monica too. I know, yeah, we both want to thank Lori.
Sorry, Lori.
Super available and helpful. Thank you.
Yes, no
thank
problem. You. I'm just glad Pam doesn't want me out there in a hard hat. That wouldn't look good.
I'm really glad she took it out for you. That was a really good point.
All right, snowmobile ad hoc committee.
Slide repair.
I'm sorry, slide repairs. I'm sorry, thank you. Slide repair, discussion on possible action.
Okay, this is held over from last month and probably should be addressed really soon. We've got those four cracks in the one slide. We cannot keep it blocked off. We cannot keep a sign on it. But it's also going to cost over $1,100 to fix. So... Yeah. I'm throwing it out there.
But we can't do it right now.
Yeah.
Can we put package tape around it, or I don't know, something? Is there anything we haven't tried to keep people off of it?
We just don't have the money right now. Can we pull the slide off?
Because you've got the supports on the slide that are cemented into the ground that will be left there.
Okay.
And there's also a metal piece that pops out as well.
I thought
the plywood would work really well, but apparently nobody else did because they kicked through it. We've tried tape.
Maybe if we cover it in sap.
That's a good idea.
We'll stay off of it.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, so I don't know if you want to just table this, knowing that the slide's a issue, or approve it.
I'd like to see a table till December.
Yeah, by that time, nobody will be using a slide in the winter. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, just in time for when nobody can use it.
That's perfect.
That's assuming we get snow. You never know what kind of winter it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a table till December. We just don't have the money right now.
Lori, is there a way to put a sign up saying, you know, not in use or whatever? I know that.
We've put numerous signs up, Chuck.
Someone has a collection of them at home.
I was like, I don't know what other kind of sign to put up at this point.
I think sap works good.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of painting a big red X on the thing, but, you know.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just do the best we can and just keep trying to keep people off the best we can. All right.
Okay.
Slide repairs. Okay. So that's enough to do there. Item 14, snow removal ad hoc committee. And this is, I have not moved very fast on this. Kathleen's ready to go. I have not hit up one town yet for the money. I need to. As soon as I do, we're good to go on this, and then she'll start the process. That's all I've got to report on that. Item 15, Eagle Scout Project.
Okay. Part of the per capita grant program was that there was a proposal for $2,500 for lights for the stage. We've been approached by Ben Sutton, who is an Eagle Scout candidate, to do the install of the lights. We would purchase the items, and then he would install them and make sure everything was working. He'd also be overseen by a licensed electrician.
Okay.
And he's one of the people that did all the legwork for that estimate for lights in the community building.
That's pretty awesome. Let me unmute Ben here.
That'd be great.
See what kind of comments he gets.
Hey there.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
So my proposed Eagle project, assuming the lighting proposal gets through the funding phase with you guys, would be making some of the stuff, that needs done for it, and then we're going to be putting in a whole bunch of infrastructure in the ceiling to hang lights from, as well as putting in a whole bunch of electrical up in the ceiling above the stage. That way there's more power there. And running a new control system so that it's far more functional than the current system.
Well, I mean, I don't think we have any plan. I mean, we would need to see some sort of proposal for that, you know, because that's money. Are you saying, you're saying that we would need to provide an infrastructure for these lights that you would
pay? No. Oh. That's all included in the $2,500 for the lighting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, is this out of the grant money, Michelle, or is this going to be outside of the...
I think the idea kind of came about because he was part of the team that did the research for us to put that on the proposal for the light. Now, we could buy that equipment. We would still have to get it installed if we approve.
But where would this money come from? This $2,500.
It comes from the grant.
So the $2,500 is in Proposal 1 and Proposal 2 that Natalie and I just submitted.
Okay.
Right? It was the one item in the community building that we thought would benefit the most groups.
I see. Okay.
And there's Ben and his team would provide through this, you know, the Eagle Scout project, the installation of all of that.
Gotcha.
Michelle, is the $2,500 the total amount? The rest is volunteer with the Eagle Scout, Ben?
Yes.
Okay, so our total outlay would be $2,500. Okay.
Assuming we approve Ben's project and get that, volunteers.
But it's contingent on the grant.
Right.
That could be what, up to 5 years?
So, let's talk about if there was any other way to get this funded, then where would you guys stand on it?
I think it's a great idea. I'd like to support the Eagle Scouts. I'd like to support Ben. If we have the money, $2,500. What we'll need to do, which we do every year anyway, is readdress our budget come January, February time period, and we see what we're getting from the... What is that, Wes, the state that we get our taxes from?
The county.
The county?
Yes.
So would you all feel comfortable approving the project pending the funding of it? We're not agreeing to fund it at this point, but saying if it gets funded either through the grant or through some other agency, right, would we approve, could we go ahead and approve?
I don't know. I would like to hear. I would want to know what the funding mechanism is first.
Well, I have some ideas, but I don't really want to get into that right now.
I don't want to approve a project because it's just simply, you know, we're approving a project without funding. What good is that?
Well, as I say, technically there is room in the budget to do this project without the grant money, but we would have to put it off until like January for the tax money to come in.
Yeah, but we need to see more details, right?
About what?
About this proposal. I mean, we have the layout of all the equipment. That was the list that he already provided, right?
I have a whole spreadsheet of the whole thing. Lori has access to it.
Okay.
It's all laid out in a Google Sheet spreadsheet. And,
Who's the electrician that would be overseeing this project? Do we know? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ben, are you still there? I can hear you. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I was just wondering who the electrician is that's going to oversee the project. I understand Ben and the rest of his group are going to do the work. But somebody, you know, you got to have an electrician that's going to basically oversee the project, I would think.
Yeah,
that's part of the project. That's included.
Does anyone here know Mr. Ryan, Sean Ryan?
No.
Anyway, he's the current scout leader of Troop 351, the troop I'm with. Okay. He is a contractor, and he knows an electrician who would volunteer his time.
Okay. Okay, great.
I haven't personally met the electrician. I just have gone through him.
Okay. All right. I personally want to see the funding mechanism first. You know, that before we vote this in. I'm not opposed to this carrying over to some later date, like January or something, and seeing if we could put it in the budget. But personally, I don't want to vote for a project that is not funded.
You know, I feel the same way. When you have a project or proposal, we got the mechanism for funding and we got the plan. Ben's done a great job of doing explaining the plan, but to your point, Wes, I agree with that as well.
I think it's a slippery slope because the reason I see that is because then that becomes a higher priority because you've already approved it, right? And so you've got other projects maybe you want to do and you have a limited amount of finances. But this one becomes higher in the food chain, higher priority, and maybe that's not what you meant to do at the time.
Yeah.
All I was really talking about was if I was in Ben's position, I'd be kind of stuck at this point to know, should I try to create some other Eagle Scout project? Is this? And so I guess what I was in his position, what I would want to know is, if I could somehow figure out the funding, then would I have your support? But that was really all I was talking about. But I can kind of hear that that's what everybody's saying. Everybody supports this idea.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. So then the next thing would be to either wait for potential grant funding or look for other avenues of funding. Well,
I would say this. Ben, have you tried to hit up, One Town is, a pretty... I mean, I know that they've funded things like this before. Have you tried them?
No. The only reason this came about is because I was working so much on the grant.
Okay. I would suggest that if you want funding, it would be very helpful if you could approach with your proposal and see what they say about it. And the same, yeah, he's the money, I think we'd be all for it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, yeah. Ben, I'll speak to you outside of this meeting about another idea that I have as well.
Okay.
One Town's a great idea, and I've got a supplemental.
Okay, that's pretty low with your hand. Maybe that answered some questions. I had two people with their hands raised, and then they're lowered. Okay.
Just waving.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Ben. Somebody's Ben muted again.
Ben muted himself.
Yeah. Okay, Ben. So you know what to do then from here. Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks for the work you did too, coming up with the estimate for the light.
Yeah, I really appreciated his input.
And Davey as well, if you're still on at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. See you, Ben. All right. Okay, item 16, CSB building opening, discussion possible action. I just don't think we're ever going to be able to do this as long as Gavin Newsom is here.
As long as Gavin Newsom is what?
Governor.
Oh.
I just don't think, I mean, they keep moving the numbers around, they keep moving stuff around, now they're changing the criteria every 5 minutes, there's just nothing, I think it's going to be till next year. Unless there's a vaccine and we all get this vaccine, I just don't see it happening.
So here's a question. I can't remember, Lori, when you walk in the front of the community building, I know it says that the building is closed, right?
Yes.
But is there anything that says that if you want, that tells people that they could petition to the board for a specific event?
No. No.
I think that might be, because I guess I've been operating this whole time under the idea that, yes, it's generally closed, but we've said from the beginning in these meetings anyway, that if someone wants to come and bring a specific event to us, then we would consider it, you know, on a individual basis, but nobody's really come to us. Now, at the same time, the people I've spoken to that would
would like to have used the community building haven't come to us because they don't want to use it with COVID. Like they just want to be able to throw their event or not. So it might not make a difference, but at this point, it might be nice to at least let people know that
the opportunity
interested in renting the building and complying with COVID procedures, please contact us and then you can talk to them about drawing up a plan and that whole thing.
Okay, yeah, I will put something on our website and our Facebook page and another sign on the front of the building.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Lori.
Yeah.
So no action on the CSD building other than Lori's going to do what Michelle suggested. Okay?
Okay.
Item 17, recess for closed session. You know what? I'm gonna put this on next up because Steve's not here.
Yeah, we need Steve.
And I think we need Steve for this, and I have some specific questions for him. And he's going to, I'm not going to call him separately and run up our bill. I'd rather talk to him during the meeting.
Yeah.
So let's table this till next month, okay?
Okie doke.
Sounds good.
All
right. Item 18, we skip. Future board meetings. November 3rd. There's no way I'm doing this on November 3rd.
Let's do it November 2nd.
We absolutely can. I teach on Monday nights. I would be absent from that, but.
What about the 4th?
I mean, November 3rd is
the election.
Yeah,
the only night I can do is Tuesday nights.
But you guys still
have a quorum, and obviously we're not discussing any budgeting things right now because we don't have any money. It might be a quick meeting in November.
Hey, can we just skip over and go to December?
I'm open to moving it back a week till November 10th. I'm okay with that.
I would rather do November 10th.
Yeah, okay. I'd agree with that. Wes is going to need at least that much time since he's going to be drinking on November
3rd. Exactly.
His own stick.
Exactly right.
And I'll be there joining him.
Yeah, November 10th would be fine with me, a week. Just put it back a week.
Okay.
Somebody want to make a motion?
Yeah, let's. I'd like to have a motion to put the meeting on November, have the next meeting on November 10th, 2020.
I have a question before we make that motion. What if, because the election's November 3rd, what if some of us don't make it till November, past November 3rd? Do we still meet? Can we still meet on November 10th?
Yeah, your term doesn't end until the end of the year.
That's right.
December.
Okay.
We're on until December, Natalie.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
We're just lame duck if we lose.
Okay.
Lame duck.
It'd be a really interesting meeting in November.
You can tell us everything that you want, Natalie.
I know
we want a really long agenda.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
So moved.
Can I have it? Okay.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. All right. The meeting's going to be on November 10th. And then we have director's comments.
I'd like to thank Sadie and Al for showing up to our meetings.
Yes.
And also Davey and Ben and Pamela. It's good to have people listening in.
Let's hear from Sadie. Any comments, Sadie? Let's see if I can unmute her.
Hi, guys. Thanks for letting me listen in. Comments are, it's great to see how you all work together, and I'm excited to see all these projects move forward.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks, Sadie.
Good to hear from you, and good luck, okay? Maybe you'll beat me out. That'd be great. Okay. All right. Any other comments from directors?
I just wanted, sorry.
Go ahead, Natalie. I just want to say everybody on this board, thank you, Michelle and Natalie, for all the hard work and efforts on these two proposals. What you guys did and the time, and also the whole community who participated in the survey, that means a lot to to the board. It gives us great direction.
Yeah,
and we're going to see what we could do to get one of these projects approved and moving forward.
Yes.
Thank you, Leo.
I agree. You guys are doing a great job. We know it's a lot of work, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to add Leo's chair for each one of the directors out of the grant money. So.
Okay, I don't think you can make Parks and Rec on a chair.
Depends on where we put it in town.
This is true.
New park equipment.
Well, it's good to see all you guys.
Wait, I have one comment. I mean, aside from general thanks to everybody, you know, for all the work everybody's done. Wes, I don't know if this is you or you're hugely into the website, but when I pull up our website and I push additional tabs, they are all untitled. If you go into the meta tags or have somebody go into the meta tags on our website such that when I pull up the agenda, the tab doesn't say untitled, it says agenda, October, whatever today is, 6th. But when I pull up packet 1, it says October 6th, packet 1. Can we add that to the meta tags? Like tonight I had 5 tabs open trying to follow along with all those supporting materials, and it's confusing, and anybody who was trying to do that at home is confusing, trying to keep up with what tab is what.
I don't quite know what you're talking about. Let me talk to you about that offline.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll talk to you about that tomorrow, okay? If you got time tomorrow.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get
there. Or have your web person call me. They'll understand what I'm saying.
I'm as smart as you.
Sorry. Love to hire people smarter than you for those jobs, Wes.
Wes is the professor at his company. Come on.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to see all you guys. Great. And thanks, Sadie, for showing up on here. It's nice. And I think Chuck's who's running against you, Chuck?
Let's see. Chad King and Kimberly Blau, I think you
pronounce it. I think it's notable that they're not here, right?
I agree with that.
Hey, good luck.
I'll say that Chuck was not elected initially, but Chuck, have you missed any CFD meetings ever?
Never.
I don't think any of us can say that except Chuck.
By the way, if any of you guys have got signs, that includes you, Sadie, anybody that's got signs, they can put it up in front of my place. Chuck's got a sign out there.
Just don't put it in front of mine, that's all.
Yeah. Let me just clarify that what Wes just did was extend an invitation to everyone running.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm hearing Steve's voice in my head. Let's clarify that was extended to Chad and Kimberly and Sadie, as well as Chuck, Natalie, and Wes.
Except for they're not here, right?
So. Right, but for the recording, and anyone who watches this, everyone's welcome.
For the recording, too, I just wanted to say it's Chad Keel.
No, Keel. What did I call him?
King. Chad Keel.
The guy that's not here, Chad Keel? Got it.
No, I was just wondering what I called him.
You called him Chad King.
Chad King.
Oh, okay.
We all digress.
I do have a comment now. I just thought of something, and I don't know if we can even discuss it because we're in director's comments. But was there any? I guess this question is for Lori. Was there any advertisement put in about Measure W? Because everyone I have talked to about Measure W is confused and doesn't know what it is or what it means. So I'm wondering if there was.
It should be in the guide, right?
It is in the guide, and it's pretty plain in the guide, but I'm just wondering if we ever approved, like, having some advertising about what that means.
That was one of the questions for Steve last week, and the CSD cannot take a position on Measure W.
But Lynn Crawford did submit an editorial to the Mountaineer. It's in there now. Talking about the candidates, as well as at the end of it explaining that Measure W is not a new tax. It's not a tax. It's not a new tax. It's not anything. It's the way we claim our tax money. And so you could direct them to that. But I thought Vicky said that she was going to run something for us.
like not us us hiring her, paying her to do it, but I thought she said she would help us get the word out via the paper. She's not here tonight, I don't think, but I don't know if we can actually technically check with her.
Maybe somebody could call her and ask her tomorrow. You know, just republish what's in the guide.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be helpful if Lori, if you could call her and ask her if she's going to run something on that.
I can't.
You can't?
No, I cannot. I cannot campaign for anything that's on the ballot during business hours. As an employee of the CSC.
Can you do something informational, not campaigning, like not vote yes on Measure W, just this is what Measure W is?
Nope.
Steve was absolute about that at our last meeting. We can't. I've asked like two or three times how we could get the word out about Measure W, and we can't. If someone else in this meeting, or somebody like Lynn wrote to the Mountaineer, you know, herself, to try to get the word out, because she knows we can't say anything. Or we can't publish anything.
I have a volunteer who will make that phone call to Vicki.
Okay.
All right.
That's what we like.
And we encourage everybody who watches this video or is part of this call, please help us get the word out as I do in my private, you know, conversations and such. Measure W.
Yes.
Thank you.
Leo, okay. I'll bring my sign over tomorrow for the front there.
Okay. Let's wrap it up, you guys. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.